East Coast Breakfast.
So we have Conrad Koch on the line right now. Good morning, Conrad.
Hey, Darren. How's it going, Carmen? How are you guys?
Amazing.
Exciting. How's Durban?
Durban is lacking. We're having a little bit of drama, Daniel. We just found out this morning that we're not allowed to use the word banichao because of a South Korean a province that has a dish that's similar to it, a bonichao. And
I saw this coming. I just knew this was going to happen eventually.
Yeah, so now we're trying to come up with a new name. Can you help us?
Darren Chow. curry in a roll.
Yeah.
Call it what it is.
Yeah.
Half a loaf.
Do you know what? We had an epiphany.
Like half a loaf.
We had an epiphany this morning. Do you know what the Zulu word is for a rabbit or for a bunny?
What is it?
You guys are not going to believe this. True story. It's nongwacha. It's no guacha. So we could call it a no guachao.
A no guachao.
That's so confusing.
Go. Kaboom, nailed it. Up the dock, bro. Definitely.
Common is still having
a Zulu banichao.
So how are you doing? We are so much excited to see you and Chester missing. How the two of you, I don't know how you cope with an audience that is increasingly more sensitive. Or is that changing?
Well, I mean, I've always been politically quite clued up, so, you know, very confident things here. But, I mean, I've literally interviewed sort of struggle heroes and so on. So I'm very aware of where to stand and what to stand on. So my sensitivity measures are normally higher than the audience in front of me, so I don't have any problems. But there's tons to work with. I mean, gee, we've got refugees. White people are struggling. I didn't know. I've never seen so many refugees driving Toyota Fortunas. So there's a lot to work with. I mean, you know, we've got a GNU where they can't reach a deal of a 2% tax thing, which has already been stolen. You say 2%, it's gone already.
Yeah.
And so it's so much to work with and just silliness. I mean, Chester and I, we're just in Australia now, and got the rave reviews there. So we've toured the world with our stuff, so it's not just South Africa thing. So there's so much funniness going on.
Yeah.
We build a new show every year, so we haven't done one of these big lineups in Durban for a while.
So it's
going to be really fun to bring some of that content.
So speaking of which, Conrad, I don't know if Chester is currently around or not, but I'd really want to know from him, or maybe you can tell me how he feels. Like, he hasn't been to Durban in a while. What's his favorite things about KZN and Durban?
I'm going to call it
Chester.
Okay, please.
Chester, hang on. I just was in the bathroom. No, we're on radio. No, I'm just putting it back. Carmen, hi. Sorry, he gets me at the worst time. I love Durban. I love Durban because you guys are shop very aggressively. I love it. I saw it. That Macro had to change his name to Take-A-Lot. I just love Durban. It's just a fantastic place, you know. Even Jacob Zuma even stole the name of his political party. That's how good you are.
Well.
It's a place that Richard stole. The guy called Richard stole it. You guys are amazing. What respect I have for KZN, I don't even know where to start. You guys are fantastic. Is MK still there? Or Shane?
They are very much here.
Because 48 seats is what Mshalozi got in Parliament, which is... It's difficult for him because he has more kids, and so he doesn't have enough people. When you go, who's your daddy in KZN? 9 out of 10 times, you know.
Oh, no.
Oh, my word.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.